Hi, I'm Deborah Solomon. I am at the New Museum today, where a new show of works by a Polish artist named Paweł Althamer is opening, and this is his first museum show. I love the sculptures on the third floor. They remind us that he was previously a doll maker. In these sculptures, he's working with miniature doll-like figures who are set in what I could only describe as sort of dysfunctional dollhouses. Whereas the second floor, to me, it was pretty horrific. It sort of looks like a horror house from an amusement park with lots of plastic cadavers strewn about the room, as well as some videos in which the artist shows himself variously being hypnotized and taking drugs in order to access his most primitive memories. All in all, we get a sense of a European artist who is scarred by history and violence until you get up to the fourth floor, which is a white-painted room stocked with art materials where anybody, any visitor to the show, is encouraged to draw and paint on the walls. And he seems to be suggesting, in a spirit of maybe overly earnest utopianism, that drawing can help you recover from the nightmare that he shows on the two floors below. The piece is called The Neighbors, and in an attempt to engage with the museum's next-door neighbor, which happens to be the Bowery Mission, a shelter for homeless men, the artist is asking that visitors to the show arrive with a used coat that they can donate to the cause. Anyone who brings a coat will be admitted for free. This is an artist who wants to return art to the people. Can he do that? Probably not. What's fascinating is that he's part of a trend where artists actually stay at their shows and talk to visitors. We saw it perhaps first with Marina Abramović. The artist is present at MoMA. And since then, we've had Thomas Hirshhorn in the Bronx. We've had LAPD at Queens Museum. They're still there. And I think all of these efforts represent a kind of touching effort on the part of artists to reconnect with their audience. They feel like art somehow has drifted away from its mission, which is to communicate. And if their art doesn't do it, they will do it themselves in the galleries. I did have a chance to talk to him for a few minutes. Do you think social activism can really be expressed through art?
Since I remember, that was like base activity, you know? I'm the part of the neighbors, I'm the part of the community.
Right. We seem to be at a point now where a lot of artists are looking for ways to engage the public.
Actually, I'm recognized that it's a moment, it's kind of wave even,
yeah,
to recognize how art activity is a successful way to open people for their talents and for acceptations of the other talents too.
Mm-hmm.
One of the ideas of the Draftsman Congress, it was soon the artist should lost any control. He can just be a part of the experience, which is a journey.
So you did part of the drawing and then you just invite the audience?
Yeah, I'm one of them. We are doing one drawings finally. And that's the solution of the all activities I'm doing last years.
Uh-huh.
We are doing one thing.
One thing?
One thing.
Which is?
Which is everything.